It's news time with award-winning newsman extraordinaire, Kevin James.
Walmart shoppers warned about a smelly cheese odor in aisle two.
Am I the only one who realizes that this story isn't news?
It's not news. It's Kevin's News.
And it's brought to you in part by Nom Nom Life in the Snack Lane.
Ladies and gentlemen, say hello to Kevin James. Kevin.
And Haven Real Estate. Yeah, Luke Bryan would be good at a campfire. Someone said Luke Bryan would be fun.
Oh, he'd be fun.
He'd be great. Yeah,
that's the one we missed.
Yeah, that Luke would.
He's entertaining. He's just funny.
Hard to know who I would. I have a weird campfire, but I think they all have a role to play. But
yeah.
Anyway, I think Steve's going to put it up on social so you can judge, which is so fun.
Please do.
Nobody ever does that.
But judge?
Yeah.
Nope. You guys want to play the guesstimator?
Ooh. Will we find out brain is greater?
We sure will. Election day version.
Oh, I don't know if I'm going to play that.
It's not bad. I think you'll enjoy it. It's Kevin's.
We'll find out whose brain is greater with the Jay and Kevin guesstimator.
All right, Kevin.
What percentage of people say they've been in an argument over politics with a coworker? It's time for the guesstimator. Let's see how we do.
27.
Chase is 27%. Steve, what do you want to say?
33.
You guys will be happy to know it's only 9% have argued
good.
With a coworker.
That's plenty.
That's really not that bad.
No, it's not.
I don't know if I believe that totally.
Well, you didn't say discuss. You said argue.
True. And they're like, oh, it wasn't an argument.
And I know a lot of people will only discuss with those they realize they won't argue.
Yes.
Which I think is fair.
That's true.
You know what I mean? It's fair, especially
at work.
That's
an okay way to do it.
Yeah. I mean, if you know for sure someone's on, you know, has one angle or the other and you have a conversation, that's way more fun or better than just flat out arguing. It's like, ugh, not interested in that. No, thanks.
What percentage of people said they prefer a president with a pet?
70.
I thought it would be really high, too.
It's not that high.
What do you think?
Well, he's got a clue now.
69%. I had my mic off. Yeah.
Wait, you want to ask?
27%.
Oh, wow.
Only 27% said they prefer. I mean, it's probably pretty low down the list, right, of things that we should be worried about.
Hey, Hillbilly Seth, do you want a president who has a pet?
Is that a yes or no question?
I believe it is.
Yeah, you know, my ideal president is probably going to own something like a gold retriever or a lab, just an outgoing personality. I mean, you don't want a pit bull president.
You don't want a
Chihuahua president.
What was the last part?
I didn't hear the last part.
You also don't want a Chihuahua president.
Oh, a Chihuahua president. Yeah. I understand what you're saying. Yeah, I feel like a golden retriever is like
Taco Bell dog. I don't think so.
Yeah, you just want that golden retriever thing where it's just like, you know, it just seems like
loyal.
Fun. Yeah, just chase the ball, run over there by Air Force One, grab the tennis ball, bring it back to you. That seems kind of fun.
Yeah, no, I mean, it's election day, boys, and once every 4 years, the bald eagle goes and French kisses the Statue of Liberty. So, you know, we're in this.
Okay. I didn't know that's what it meant, and I've never seen video of that, but okay, I believe you.
So it's like Groundhog Day.
It's once every 4 years. I mean, it's easy to miss.
Yeah, right. I got to pay better attention. Well, good luck today and whatever you're doing.
Sprinkler blowout. Yes, we had a freeze tonight, so if you haven't got your pipes blowing out, get it done because your pipes are going to freeze this week.
Yeah, I feel like if you still haven't done the sprinkler thing, you got to get that taken care of, man.
Perhaps just hit my pager if you want it done. Okay, bye, boys.
Bye. See, suddenly he's all busy. Yeah.
And our last amazing
stat. By the way, how desperate are you if you haven't got your sprinklers done yet? And it's going to be in the 20s, like tonight, tomorrow.
You're in full panic.
Yeah, now you're like, oh!
8% of Americans say they are attending an election watch party.
Oh, wow. Okay.
We have Super Bowl parties. We do all these other things. It's a big deal, so an election watch party. Huh. The trouble, though, is like if you're at, like imagine if you were at a Super Bowl party and they could not tell you who the winner of the game was.
Right.
Like 7-8 hours later, you're like, well, we don't know who it is.
It's a tie. It's a soccer match.
Yeah, that's not good.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Chum, also known as the dog salmon. No, it wasn't chum. My mom doesn't mess with chum. Coho, these salmon are often found in the top 50 feet of water. Well, that could be if she caught it with her hands.
Kevin James.
If salmon. You caught a coho salmon on Christmas, would it be a ho-ho coho?
Yes, it would.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Final story brought to you by the Good Feet Store. Also, for those texting and saying, is it really going to freeze tonight? The Coyote Country forecast brought to you by AMCO, AAMCO. Looks like 27 for a low tonight.
That's below freezing.
28 tomorrow and 29 on Thursday. Dang. And then back warming up by Friday. But yeah, I mean, is that considered a hard freeze if it's in 20 or just a freeze? I don't know. What is the, where does it,
I don't know what it requires to be a hard freeze.
Yeah. Anyway,
probably
it's a
the
freeze.
Number of hours under freezing.
Right. Yeah. I think that might be it. All right. Well, there you go.
All right. Well, final story of the daytime, Jay. And I really appreciate what you said earlier. It made me feel good.
All the good stories you've had?
Yeah. You said I had so many good stories today, and I really appreciate that.
Oh, no problem, man.
I needed it. I need a little pick-me-up. I'm still kind of down in the dumps that my gigantic thing of egg flour soup that I had this morning. Bought it last night.
Yeah.
Was ready to bring it into work today for just a great treat that I think makes me feel better. And I dropped it, and the entire side of the container cracked.
That's such a bummer.
Spilled it all on the floor.
Yeah. It's really, also, you know, the bad part about that is that, first of all, I think you need it. Second of all, I'm going to need it in about 2 days. But anyway, that the lid tricked you.
Yeah, because I looked down on the floor and I thought, oh, how lucky was that? It fell off the table.
Yeah.
And there it is with the lid still on. So right. I go to pick it up. And when I pick it up, the whole side of it is split open.
Yeah, so you had your hopes up.
Onto the floor.
Hard freeze is when it's 28 or lower for at least an hour.
Oh, wow. Okay.
There you go.
So we're going to get that.
We are.
Thank you, Jay.
Cover your plumbing.
Weather boy. Mm-hmm. Now this.
Weather boy.
I got a cape to prove it.
Your daughter, Emma, is not, you know, in the market for a baby right now, but,
What?
Someday
might
she
want
will.
To rephrase that.
What do you mean? Well, oh, she is ready to have one?
I don't know if you want to be in the market. It just seems like a weird way of saying it. Yeah. Okay. Does she want to have a family? Yes, of course. Yeah.
Someday she will, right?
Of course, yeah.
Well, the latest trend for baby names is something unique. It's taking your best friend, so whoever, you know, Emma's best friend has been.
Well, yeah, probably me.
I shouldn't be laughing.
A little too much laughter true. There, Steve. Yeah, I don't know. It's so funny.
No. I'm sure it's.
Taking your best friend's dad and then making that the baby's name.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So much so that a lot of them are making it a girl's name as well. Some of the examples were Scotty, Tommy.
Sure. Marty.
Mikey, Billy. That's what I was wondering. I mean, your daughter has a very good friend. I don't know if it's her best friend. And
yeah, I mean, she's got,
let's not rank them.
I feel like there's a tie amongst
many. Ooh,
let's
rank them.
I mean, it could be like Marty or Ray, which would both probably could work for a girl name.
Absolutely.
Or a boy name. Yeah.
And Ray's kind of a family name for you guys, too, isn't
it? It is. It's the middle name. So, yeah. I mean, my wife's and my daughter's, a version of my daughter's middle name.
That's kind of interesting. Like, they're your best friend's dad.
Wow.
As the name.
Plus, Marty Ray would be a good name, you know, like a combo name. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it would be. Would you want that to be a boy or a girl?
Whatever.
Yeah, it does kind of work either way.
Seems
doesn't
like
it,
it. Yeah, it seems like it kind of fits either
Ooh,
way.
Ooh, how would you spell Marty? How would you spell Ray? I mean, there's lots of options.
I think the Ray would be like our family would be R A E probably,
yep. Okay.
And then if it's a girl, and obviously R A Y if it's a boy,
uh-huh.
And then maybe I girl Y boy.
Okay.
Yeah, Marty with an I.
I mean, maybe. I don't know. Either,
no, I think that's
way.
Cute. Yeah.
I like Marty with an I.
Do you? Maybe too much. Seemed like too much passion there. I don't know.
Yeah, he was very into it.
Well, no, I mean, I just like the spelling.
The look of it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah,
yeah.
It's nice.
Just one quick question, Kevin. Does your cough button work?
Did I get him sick? Was this me? Is this my fault?
My
arm doesn't work.
Okay, I'm just curious. What if you... maybe, yeah.
Hold on.
Yeah, try it.
Hold on.
Yeah, get your arm over there. There. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, that worked.
Yeah, they just keep sneaking up on me.
Remember when we used to have that, like, piece of plastic in between us?
Yeah.
I think I still have that.
COVID divider. Thanks, guys, for picking up the slack while I was throwing up in the
garbage.
Well,
I didn't know what we were. It's hard to know sometimes.
Yeah.
In my defense.
Yeah, I wasn't sure what
Steve
he was doing.
Watching me, and he was just like, I'm not saying a word. Let's just let there be dead air. Yeah. This is cool.
How you doing?
I like Marty with an I. I like it a lot.
I'm so excited. Yeah.
Okay, well, there it is.
Thank
just
you, Kevin.
Think about the best friend, and maybe if your daughter starts, you know, she got a new place where she lives now.
Yeah, yeah.
Maybe she finds a new best friend.
Sure,
and
of course,
let's just
yeah.
really keep an eye on what that best friend's dad's
what their dad is.
Is.
Yeah.
Whether you can keep her around or not.
Good point. You're like, oh, it's Ernie. Well, I don't know.
Yeah. And no, I was trying to think for
no
me.
No offense
like,
to any Ernie's, obviously.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, what's wrong with Ernie?
Yeah.
It's got an I.
True. I don't know. It doesn't seem as pretty for a girl name.
Ernie?
Yeah, yeah.
Ernie Dor? Ernador?
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 Like Theodore? Theodore?
Nope.
Is that the one you want to go with?
Ernador. Yeah, I'm moderately happy with it.
Yeah, are you? You sure you didn't want to go with a diorama like you did earlier for the fun joke?
They also are claiming that some grandpa names have been making their way to become popular girl names.
My grandparents or my daughter's grandparents. I mean, my parents and my wife's parents, same, Bob and Carol.
Bob and Carol, you know, that's unreal.
Yeah, the same names, very simple, obviously meant to be. My grandparents, Clarence.
Ooh.
Don't know if that's pretty for a girl. Mary. And then Paul and Jane, but they didn't call her Jane. They guess what they called her.
What'd they call her?
Emma.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I don't know how those names would work out for girls.
I don't know.
I feel like they only,
you don't think Clarence would work out for a girl's name?
Not really. And I don't know how you could make it cute.
Yeah.
Right?
You'd have to like make it more like Clara or something
yeah,
like that.
Claire Bear.
Yeah, Clara would be good, Jay. Thank you.
Thank you, Kevin. Thank you, Steve.
Or just Claire.
Claire.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Are you okay? What happened?
Oops.
Oh, it came unplugged. Huh. Hate it when
my headphone thingy came out of the plug.
Thingy.
Kevin James.
Hey, if you're going to talk over people's heads...
I'm sorry about all the technical jargon.
Yeah.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Beat the show. It's time to beat the show. Beat the show. It's time to beat the show. Hey. Beat the show. It's time to beat the show. Step right up. It's time to beat the show. What? Beat the show. It's time to beat the show. Who? Beat the show. It's time to beat the show. Where? Beat the show. It's time to beat the show. Step right up. It's time to beat the show.
Beat the show is brought to you by our friends at Indaba Coffee Roasters. Kathy, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
Good. How are you guys?
Good. What you up to? Anything fun?
Just went and got a coffee with my kiddos, and we were waiting for Beat the Show, and I just happened to be the lucky caller.
Yay!
All right!
How many children do you have in the vehicle with you? I assume you're in your car or something?
I'm in the car. We're actually parked in our driveway. We just got home, and I have two little kids in the car with me.
Oh, well, they're being very patient and quiet.
They are. They love to listen, so they're paying attention.
Oh, that is fantastic. What are their ages?
5 and 3.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow. Does a 3-year-old ever say, "Wow, that question was too long, Steve"?
No, he's actually my main listener with you guys, so he loves it.
Oh, that's so great.
That's our audience, man. 3-year-old.
Yeah, we're big with 3-year-olds, Kathy.
It's our demographic.
It is. Well, red hair is our category today. Ooh. Kathy, who would you like to challenge, me or Kevin?
I'll go with you today.
Okay, sounds good. See you in about a minute, okay?
Okay.
All right, best of luck.
All righty, Kathy, here we go. What was Reba McEntire's character's last name on the TV show Reba?
Oh, my gosh. Fitzgerald?
Molly Ringwald was in what movie that focused on a group of students who reported for all-day detention?
The Breakfast Club.
Who is the redheaded actress known for being in movies like The Amazing Spider-Man, Easy A, and Crazy Stupid Love?
Emma Stone.
Singer Ed Sheeran appeared on season 7 as a Lannister soldier named Eddie on what HBO show?
The Game of Thrones.
Prince Harry's wife Meghan Markle was a briefcase model on what reality game show hosted by Howie Mandel?
Deal or No Deal.
Actress Amy Adams was born in Italy. What is the capital of Italy?
Pass.
Rupert Grint played Ron Weasley in what popular wizard film series?
Harry Potter.
Actress Amy Adams, born in Italy, capital of Italy?
Oh, I don't know.
Okay, that's okay.
You know what, though? Holy cow.
Bring in Jay.
Hey. What's the matter, Kevin?
She knows how to play the game.
Really?
Yeah, you better be good today, buddy.
Okay. Wow. Almost threatening there.
Yeah, it sounded like it.
She was on it.
Okay. All right. We'll see how we do. Hold on for a second, Kathy, okay?
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
All righty, Jay. What was Reba McEntire's character's last name on the TV show Reba? A lot of words I know. I'm sorry.
Smith.
Molly Ringwald.
Should I know that, Kevin?
No.
Okay.
Molly Ringwald was in what movie that focused on a group of students who reported for all-day detention?
Breakfast Club.
Who is the redheaded actress known for being in movies like The Amazing Spider-Man, Easy A, and Crazy Stupid Love?
The Amazing Spider-Man. Gosh, I can't get Kirsten Dunst out of my head, so I'll just say her. But that's not. She wasn't in The Amazing Spider-Man. Anyway, go ahead.
Singer Ed Sheeran appeared on season 7 as a Lannister soldier named Eddie on what HBO show?
The Call of the Wild.
Prince Harry's wife, Meghan Markle, was a briefcase model on what reality game show hosted by Howie Mandel?
Deal or No Deal.
Actress Amy Adams was born in Italy. What is the capital of Italy?
Rome.
Rupert Grint played Ron Weasley in what popular...
I wouldn't have got that one. I don't know any of the names you're saying.
I don't... Well, it saved you from not having to answer.
Yeah, I would have answered. It would have saved me from answering incorrectly, yes.
It's all right, because he was saved by the bell.
Yeah, saved by the bell. Yeah, there you go. Let's see how we do, Kathy.
Okay.
What was Reba McEntire's character's last name on the TV show Reba?
I mean, you both took a guess, which is all you could really do.
Okay.
We had a Fitzgerald and a Smith.
Which would be a killer name.
Oh, yeah.
Fitzgerald Smith. Or Smith Fitzgerald.
Yeah.
Hart. Reba Hart.
Oh, no clue. Sorry.
Oh, yeah. No idea.
Molly Ringwald was in what movie that focused on a group of students who reported for all-day detention?
How'd we do there, Kev?
Oh, everybody knows it's The Breakfast Club.
There we go.
Yeah. We got one to one.
All right.
It's a great movie. Who is the redheaded actress known for being in movies like The Amazing Spider-Man, Easy A, and Crazy Stupid Love?
Jay. That one had to hurt. Kathy knew what it was. It was Emma Stone.
Oh, yeah.
You did not get that one.
I'm trying to think if I've seen any of those movies, but I always forget.
Crazy Stupid Love?
I don't think I've actually seen that.
Oh, Jay, it's so good. You have to watch it. It's a great movie.
Mm-hmm. Highly recommend. Singer Ed Sheeran appeared on season 7 as a Lannister soldier named Eddie on what HBO show? You remember this?
One of my favorites, clearly.
Yeah. Game of Thrones.
You know, I didn't remember it, Steve. I was struggling, and as soon as Kathy said it, I was like, oh, yeah.
Little G.O.G.
Yeah, she knows what's up.
Yeah.
3-1 with the lead.
Three to one.
Yeah, got.
Right now.
Prince Harry's wife, Meghan Markle, was a briefcase model on what reality game show hosted by Howie Mandel?
Yeah, way to dumb it down. This is the kind of question
yes.
I like.
Deal or no deal?
This is my kind of question right there, baby.
What, it wasn't too obvious, was it?
I like
it. No, it was Karen's kind of question. Karen.
Kathy?
Sorry. This is so dumb.
You were thinking of your mother?
No, I was going to say to you
I was thinking
earlier,
of your mother.
When you said your name was Kathy, I was going to say, like, we've had Karens on, and I go, oh, that's my mom's name.
Right.
That's a nice thing to say, right?
It is.
But what I was going to say when you called you said, it's Kathy, I was going to say, oh, that's my ex-wife's name.
Yeah, that's...
And I don't feel like that's that nice, right?
Right.
Well, it's not... You're not right.
It's just a fact.
I like the mom better.
I do, too. Yeah. Yeah. Well, anyway, so... What's
4-2.
4-2?
Yeah,
wow.
So deal or no deal.
I feel like that's...
What?
I feel like that's going to be enough.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Actress Amy Adams was born in Italy. What is the capital of Italy? Was looking for Rome on that one.
Because that is the capital.
Yeah, she just got stuck on that one. She was like, dang it.
Oh, wow.
So 4-3, Jay.
Closing the gap, Kathy. Yeah. You gotta
maybe
be
a
nervous.
Comeback.
Yeah. Yeah.
Rupert Grint played Ron Weasley in what popular wizard film series?
Oh, that's what it was. Okay.
So do you know the answer, Jay?
I mean, I would have guessed either two. The only two wizard shows I know are obviously Wizard of Waverly Place or
obviously.
Harry Potter.
Obviously.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Harry
and
Potter,
she
yes.
knew all about it. Yeah. Old Karen Kathy knew that it was Harry Potter.
Well done. Kathy.
5-3 win.
Great job today. You get the $25 Indaba Coffee Roasters gift card. I feel like that's great. You have small children and... Obviously, that's a very busy time.
Oh, yeah.
Do you have
coffee is needed.
Do you have just those two children, or do you have older children as well?
Just the two.
That's enough. Yeah, you're very busy at that point.
Yep,
I would
very
imagine.
Busy.
That's funny for me.
Well, hold on for a second. Thank you so much for playing, and we'll get you your gift card here in just a second, okay?
Awesome. Thanks, guys.
No, thank you. Appreciate it. Wow. Talk about multitasking, winning the game, being entertaining herself, momming the two kids all at the same time while drinking her coffee.
The kids must have been muzzled or something. We didn't hear a peep out of them, did we?
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
I just thought, there is no way on God's green earth that any of these people would get anything done if they were all this good looking. They would all just be making out all the time. And that's kind of what they were doing.
Kevin James.
There's got to be some normal looking people on this show.
So wait a minute. So you're saying there's a TV series that doesn't represent real life?
What it seemed like.
Huh.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
It's the Jay and Kevin Show stat of the day.
Stat of the day, Kevin. Brought to you by Avista Gas and Utilities.
Back to you. Excuse me.
Mm-hmm.
38% of people have said this about tonight's election.
What is the number again? 38?
38%
have said this about the election.
Yep.
Glad it's over?
That's 98.
Oh, 98. I won't be watching?
No. I don't know what to say. Because I feel like even if you're tired of it, you're going to tune in a little bit.
Well, yeah,
right?
I mean, you're semi-interested, I would think.
Yeah. This is kind of the time where it's like, okay, I can actually deal with it now because it's over and we're getting... We know what our new normal is going to be.
Yeah, it's just one of those deals where sometimes people just can't take the talking about it. You know, there's like, ugh.
For sure.
I'll just wait.
For sure.
I'll just wait and look.
I am a guy that I enjoy a little bit of the shows tonight. I just like all the graphics. I think it's so amazing what they've been able to do with all that stuff. Mm-hmm. Where it's like, and look at this county here. If we touch this, we turn this blue.
Cool.
We turn this blue.
Yeah.
Look what we've got here.
Right.
But right now, it's not. These are red, and they touch all the things.
Yeah, when they do the county by county.
Oh,
and the cities,
man, and
stuff.
They just start I kind of like that because it's almost like sports.
Well, that's why they allow betting on it.
Could you agree? It's like almost like sports. Yeah, I forgot about the betting.
Well, that's how they kind of got that. You know, after they figured out all the, you know, the technology of it.
Yes.
They do it just exactly like the sports people do it. And they do that because it works for sports. So they're like, well, it works for them. We should do that. We should make it cooler.
And it is. That part's kind of cool, so I don't mind watching it.
I got stuff I got to catch up on, so I'll be doing that tonight.
Yeah, and I'm not going to sit and watch it all night. That is for sure. But I will be, you know, I will check out parts of it.
What
else is on tonight? Nothing, right? It's
well, probably not, because I think they canceled all the shows. Off. I have recorded some stuff that I have left to watch that I have to catch up on, so I might do some of that.
Yeah, there you go.
Catch up.
What?
Yeah, catch up on.
Yeah.
And then you said ketchup. So we just want to know what you were saying. Like what did you mean there?
You know, like the.
Like the condiment you were thinking. Yeah. You're trying to make a condiment joke.
Boy. And you think that fit in there good?
I mean, you know. Kind of stopped momentum a little bit.
Boy, did you.
Did it ever.
Oh, boy, did you, Mal. Yeah.
Well, I didn't know that that's what you were doing. I didn't know you were just doing a dumb word joke, and I apologize.
Mm-hmm.
Let's just say it's my fault.
I mean, it's very generous of you to take the blame.
It's very generous.
38% of people think that there will be a winner announced tonight.
Oh, wow. Okay. I mean... Yeah, I don't know where I would land on that.
Yeah, if you got asked that in a poll, it's like, hey, do you think there'll be a winner, you know, determined tonight? What is the word that I'm looking for?
Outcome?
Crowned? No, a winner. I guess it's just announced.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like, I don't know, I'm kind of split.
Yeah, it is.
Does tonight count only till midnight or just tonight?
Till midnight.
Boy. I'm going to say yes.
You're going to say yes?
I'm going to say yes.
Wow. That's a positive look. I don't know. I just have a weird feeling.
Is it though? I don't know if it is or isn't. It's just kind of a guess at this point. I just wish it would be. I mean, it would be great.
Yeah, Jay, I wish it would too.
It'd just be so great if it's just like, okay, cool.
But yeah, I think maybe I'm leaning in a little bit the other way that it won't be determined tonight.
Well, obviously that's a majority of people, so.
Yeah. And I don't usually like to just be in the majority. You know me.
No, you do not.
If I'm part of the 18%, I'm pretty happy. And now I'm the majority.
That's a bummer for you. Is the women's Zags game on TV tonight?
Women's Zags tonight? I feel like they do kick off their season. Let's see. Go Zags.
ESPN Plus.
Okay. ESPN Plus, which...
Yeah, I don't know for sure if I have that. Dang it.
It might be part of your bundle.
Yeah. Why don't you check your bundle, Steve?
I mean, it's part of my bundle.
Lucky.
I got the Hulu, Disney Plus,
ESPN Plus bundle,
Oh, wow.
I think I might have that.
Yeah, it was like $14. Not bad.
Yeah. Wait, so Hulu, you don't... How do you watch live TV, Steve?
YouTube TV.
Oh, so you have that. That's your
kids
your go
days.
To.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
That's okay.
Yeah, you're right. I might have that because I think I might have that bundle. I got it with something else where they just go, hey, we're going to throw that in, even though you're like, oh, cool. And you ever do that where they're like, oh, man, you get extra ham and cheese sandwich? I don't want that. Well, we're throwing it in anyway.
We're throwing it in. Why, nobody wants it. That's why we're throwing it in.
Yeah, but nobody wants that. Yeah, but we can charge an extra $10 and then say we're throwing it in. And they're like, I don't want ham and cheese. I don't like ham. I don't care. Choke it down. You're going to eat it. We're throwing it in.
Also, one of your former players will be playing in this game tonight.
Okay.
Yeah, for the Grizz.
Oh, okay. Who is it?
I'm feeling so terrible that I cannot remember her name right now.
All right. Well, that was a good
tease then. Taylor.
Oh, wow. Okay. I didn't know that. Yeah.
Tyler.
Mm-hmm.
Which one?
Tyler.
Tyler. Yeah, it's Tyler.
Right.
She played at U High.
And now she's a Grizz. Okay. I was not aware. I appreciate the information.
I'm here to help,
man. You know what? I love you for that.
So you're going to send her a message like, hey, good luck.
Well, they're just playing the Zags. So, I mean, here's the way I always do that.
Yeah, that's a tough one.
I always root for the player.
Yeah.
And then against the team.
Right.
I think that's fair.
Yeah. So you're not going to wish her good luck, though?
No, I wish her good luck, just not her team.
So then why are you arguing with me?
Says Steve Heskey.
The man who loves arguing.
For absolutely no reason.
I mean, that was for absolutely no reason, Jay.
Ketchup.
Just... Big 99.9 Coyote Country.